$1,500, and we had budgeted that we would spend $74,436. And our CPB check is on its way for about $70,000. Well, this is it, folks. This has been my first episode of the Station Manager Monthly Report. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening to News from the Boo. And next week, Mike Crenshaw will be your host. You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 5:59. And next is going to be a half hour of native music for your personal enjoyment. Stay tuned.
Yo.
Yo. KBOO is excited to be part of the 2018 Willamette Week Give Guide. This year, Willamette Week and KBOO are challenging our community to give with their dollars and take action by showing up in real life. KBOO has been showing up for over 50 years. Give to KBOO today and you get full access to the Chinook Book app, plus freebies from Laughing Planet, Gluten Free Gem, Wii Press, and Nosa Familia Coffee. You can contribute right now at kboo.fm/give or call 503-231-8032. Support KBOO, where music makes the movement.
Yo.
Yo. KBOO Community Radio is hiring a development director. This 32-hour-a-week position develops and implements the yearly fundraising plan, develops promotional and press materials, and supports the anti-oppression work of KBOO. Send a cover letter and resume to Delphine Crescenzo at del@kboo.org or send to KBOO, Development Hire, 20 Southeast 8th, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Please answer in the cover letter the question, why is KBOO important? Deadline to apply is Sunday, November 25th at midnight. More information on the Development Director position is available at kboo.fm/developmenthire2018.
KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Portland 5 Centers for the Arts, presenting Dorado Smith and the Django Festival All-Stars November 27th at the Newmark Theater. More information online at portland5.com.
Diane up her brown arm to the place inside her ear where he isn't speaking revolution. And Alonzo tosses in the rhetoric made of too much rum and the burden of being an American in a country he no longer belongs to. What we are dealing with here are ideological differences. Political power, he says, to impress a woman who is gorgeously intelligent and who reminds me of the soft talc desert of a lover's cheek. She doesn't believe anything but the language of damp earth beneath a banana tree at noon, and will soon disappear in a screen of rum with a man who keeps his political secrets to himself in favor of love. I argue with Roberto and laugh across the continent to Diane, who is on the other side of the flat round table, whose surface ships would fall off of if they sailed to the other side. We are Anishinaabe and Muskogee. We have wars of our own. Knowing this, we laugh and laugh until she disappears into the poinsettia forest with Pedro, who is still arriving from Puerto Rico. Columbus doesn't leave the bow of the slippery ship. This is a land of revolution. You can do anything you want, Roberto tries to persuade me. I fight my way through the cloud of rum and laughter, through lines of Spanish and spirits of the recently dead, whose elbows rustle the palm leaves. It is almost dawn, and we are still a long ways from morning, but never far enough to get away. I awaken a story told by my ancestors, when they spoke a version of the very beginning, of how so long ago we climbed the backbone of these torturous Americas. This is not a foreign country, but the land of our dreams. I listen to the gunfire we cannot hear, and begin this journey with the light of knowing the root of our own furious.
Johnny's kid who thought they'd silence Johnny's prayer, make his spirit hit the skid. Who stole Johnny's water? Who stole Johnny's land? Who thought they'd beaten Johnny down, give him nowhere left to stand, left to stand? Johnny goes on singing. Johnny owns his voice. Johnny owns his spirit. Yeah, Johnny owns his choice. Yes, he does. Who blamed Johnny's people? Who carved up Johnny's wage? Who thought they'd carve up history page by bloody page? Who forgot about the healing gifts? Who ignored the ancient way? Who denied that grandmother hid her hope? And Johnny's DNA, Johnny goes on singing. Johnny owns his voice. Johnny owns his spirit. Yeah, Johnny owns his choice. You go on singing.
You go on singing.
'Cause you own your voice.
'Cause you are your voice.
And you own your spirit.
You are your spirit.
And you own your choice.
You are your choice.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you are.
We live on an industrial reservation. We are the Halusa Nation. We have been called the Indians. We have been called Native American. We have been called hostile. We have been called pagan. We have been called militant. We have been called many names. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the human beings. The callers of names cannot see us, but we can see them. We are the Halusa Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky. Our DNA is of past and future. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the evolution, the continuation. The Halusa Nation. The Halusa Nation. Halusa Nation. Digital.
Digital indigenous, founded by museum walls. Concrete, border, brick, sharpened plaza malls. On that vision quest, it's a brown bottle, tall white mouth. And it burns the spirits, drowns the voices, I can't hear it. Music keeps the mind coherent, I inherit everything. Stereotypes, smoking on that peace pipe. Government, we ought to fight. They want to know my blood type. Some things change, some the same. I kept my cool, no way I maintain. We won't stop till we break these chains. Break these chains to the touch, they feel cold. Thinking back on history, everything we're told. We became the wicked red men, tombstone red unknown. Electric Indians, neon when I glow. I will not stop, will not call this home. My rock is something different, running through life's catadrome. Oh yeah, we're electric, voltage high, it's blown. We resist it like the ohm. I charge my flow, my current so, so electric, neon when I glow. I-M-I-N-D-I-A-N, electric Indians. Leaves turn red, they fall back down. The soil claims us all, fueled by this thing called change. Silly, but it's not so strange. Electric Indians.
Up high, feel the vibe electrify, power up, throw the
You are listening to Ines Jasper on KBOO. This is Electric 49. Before that, we listened to... what was his name? Indian Nick with Electric Indian, one of my favorite songs. We also listened to A Tribe Called Red featuring John Trudell. May he rest in peace. We are the Hallucination. Also, we listened to Ulali with their track Mother. Annie Humphrey, her track DNA. Arrogant Star, the Peltier song One Bright and Shining Morning, Peltier Will Be Free. And we started the set this evening with Joy Harjo and the Poetic Justice. The revolution is love, folks. Free Culture Radio is the next half hour here. Stay tuned. This is KBOO Portland.
Just roll with me. I got something that you never seen. The power line to Electric 49.
You know that it's electric. Electric 49. Jump up, gotta get there. Don't get left behind. We don't want to party. Are we gonna blow your mind? Ooh yeah, it's electric. It's electric. Electric 49. It's electric. Electric 49. Jump up, gotta get there.
Timothy Leary lives. No, 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 he's outside looking in. Timothy Leary lives. No, 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 he's outside.
Produced at the studios of KBOO Radio in Portland, Oregon, this is Free Culture Radio. I'm Doug McVeigh. Free Culture Radio is an examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the ineluctable, indelible, and indispensable influence of drugs on society. Free Culture Radio neither promotes the use of any drugs nor condemns people for being involved in drugs. To the extent that drug use presents problems for individuals or society, those problems are made worse and more intractable when people who use drugs are treated as others and ignored, stigmatized, and even brutalized.
I don't know if you did radio when you were in college, but you might recognize some of the equipment in this
Yes, I did. Went to Southern Illinois University, and they had one of the, well, they considered the best radio TV department in the state of Illinois, and I trained in those studios.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I grew up just across the river from you. I'm from Iowa.
Oh, yeah, sure. My first wife was from Iowa.
But I hear the Chicago accent, which you still have.
Chicago, yeah, not so bad, but but it's there.
Well, in the studio with me today, it is a thrill and a pleasure and a real honor. I have, you're an actor, you're a musician, you're a comedian, but more...